We finished Acts chapter 10 last Sabbath, and we will continue with Acts chapter 11. We will start Acts chapter 11. In Acts chapter 10 last Sabbath, verses 36 to 48, we saw how the Holy Spirit was given to Cornelius and the large group that was with him. They all received the Holy Spirit. Peter and all the Jews that were with him, the believing Jews that were shocked at that. But then Peter stood up and said, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Spirit as well as we?" And he commanded them, verse 48, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the sovereign. And then they beseeched him to stay with them for a few more days. Okay, so that's where we left off. So they were surprised, they were shocked that the Spirit came on all of them. So let's continue. So with chapter 11, we'll read a few verses, because a lot of this is repetitive, a recounting of what happened in chapter 10 being recounted by Peter. So let's read a little bit. So it says, "And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of Elohim. And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, Thou wentest into the men uncircumcised, and didst eat with them. And Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning, and expounded it by order unto them, saying, I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, a certain vessel descend, as it had been a great sheet. They let down from heaven by four corners, and it came even to me. Upon the which, when I had fastened my eyes, I considered and saw four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Arise, Peter, slay and eat. And I said, Not so, sovereign, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth. But the voice answered me again from heaven, What Elohim hath cleansed, that call not thou common. And it was done three times, and all were drawn up again unto heaven. And behold, immediately there were three men already come unto the house where I was sent, from Caesarea unto me. And the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, Send men to Joppa, and call for Simon whose surname is Peter, who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on all them as on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the word of the Eternal, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. For as much then as Elohim gave them the like gift, as he did unto us, who believe unto the sovereign Yeshua Messiah, what was I that I could withstand Elohim? And when they heard these, they held their peace and glorified Elohim, saying, Then hath Elohim also the Gentiles granted repentance." Yeah, so we stop here with the reading. So let's go back real quick. So what's going on here? So we saw in chapter 10 how for whatever reason, the believing Jews that were with Peter were that just surprised. Like verse 45 in chapter 10 says, "And they of the circumcision which believe were astonished." Astonished. So now Peter is, and it says in chapter 11, says, "And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of Elohim." So they heard that. So what does that tell? That's telling us they were not expecting this. They didn't understand that Gentiles were a part of this. "And when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him." So they were arguing. They were upset with him. They were contending with him, saying, "You went to the uncircumcised and you ate with them." That's telling you in their minds that shouldn't be done. Then verse 4 through verse 17, Peter recounted what happened. And in verse 17 says, "For as much then as Elohim gave them the like gift as he did unto us who believe unto the Eternal, the sovereign Yeshua, what was I that I could withstand Elohim?" So if it was up to Peter, Peter would have not baptized them. Why? Because they did not have the understanding that Gentiles were to be a part of this. It was a hidden mystery for them. This is what I've been saying about the mystery spoken of in the book of Revelations. That's that mystery. It was a mystery. Because look at the, these are brethren. These are believers in Messiah that were contending with Peter over this. This is the first time we see this happening in the book of Acts, where now the leaders are at odds with each other. They were at odds. Verse 2 again says, they contended with Peter when Peter came back. So this is why, when I stress that this was the mystery, and it's, that's what the scriptures biblically, it refers to a mystery. If we have a biblical source that speaks of something mystery, it is this. Again, let's review those verses again, okay? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, please listen carefully to the what it says. These are not my words. I'm just repeating what the scripture says. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak of the wisdom of Elohim in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, the hidden which Elohim ordained before the world unto our glory. Verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the sovereign of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which Elohim have prepared for them that love him. But Elohim have revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of Elohim. Dear brethren, just here you can see this is the mystery. So in Revelation chapter 11, where we read, that's the mystery. And let's look at another verse. So these things were hidden. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Elohim, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Elohim. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth. How? Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. And that's how we'll understand things like the book of Revelations. It's by looking through the scriptures, because all the answers are hidden in the scriptures to give us understanding of what the expectations should be. And once we know what the expectations should be, then we could look historically as to when those specific things described in the scripture clearly points to. Let's look at another verse again. Ephesians 3. So this is, I'm trying to point out why they were so amazed. Because they did not, it was something far beyond the mind of man. Especially the Yehudim to understand. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 says, For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Yeshua Messiah, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of Elohim, which is given to you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery as I wrote afore in a few words. So again, a mystery. What was that mystery? Verse 4, whereby when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Messiah, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Messiah by the gospel. So that's the mystery. That's spoken of in, Revelation chapter 10, verses 6 to 7. And in Revelation chapter 11 is where it is fulfilled. And people get fulfillment and revelation in here confused. Because Revelation chapter 11, if we ever discuss that again, was when it will be finished, when it will happen. But the revelation, of it is going on here in Acts chapter 10 through and Acts chapter 11. This is when it was happening. It was revealed to them now, that mystery, in chapter 10 of Acts, in chapter 11. But in Revelation chapter 11, it is being fulfilled. Okay? So it is being accomplished. But here it's just being introduced. It just started. So then remembered I, verse 6, the word of the sovereign, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Showing there's a distinction between the baptisms, as we've mentioned before and we've seen in the prior pages. The baptism of water is necessary and is the baptism of the remission of past sins. The baptism of the Spirit is Elohim's seal on the individual who was baptized. Remember Cornelius. Cornelius was a righteous man, and we saw his manner of life described to us in chapter 10. You saw his life. He was already a righteous man, but he still needed what? Baptism, water baptism for the remission of his past sins. Once that was done, because he was already really a righteous man, he was ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They're not one in the same. You don't automatically receive the Holy Spirit when you're baptized in water. You will receive the Holy Spirit when you are ready. When in your heart you have fulfilled all things. You understand? So a person can repent and believe, but is still not yet ready to receive the Holy Spirit. As we've seen when Philip was doing the baptism. Philip baptized and these people believed, but none of them received the Holy Spirit. They received the Spirit only after the apostles came and laid hands on them. And we saw that Simon the magician was also baptized by Philip. But he, however, did not receive the Holy Spirit because his heart was not right. Remember that? So there is a distinction between the water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The water baptism is our work. We need to do that. We need to repent of our sins and commit to it and be baptized. But the baptism of the Spirit is something that's done by Yeshua, by his time. In his time, when he sees we are right and ready for it. Let's move on. So in verse 2, we see that the believers in Jerusalem contended with Peter because they were shocked that Peter would go into the house of Gentiles. But after Peter explained to them what happened and how Elohim gave his seal of approval for baptize them through the Holy Spirit, it is said, then when, verse 18, when they heard these things, they held their peace and glorified Elohim, saying, Then hath Elohim also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. That's when they understood that. It was a mystery, not known by them, not known to any of the princes that lived before. This was something just revealed. And many, many years later would be fulfilled as described in Revelation chapter 11. Okay, so now, verse 19, now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. You see that? They were not preaching the word to the Gentiles. That's to show you that the book of Acts is showing you their understanding that those who were scattered did not, this revelation wasn't given. Remember, Peter was whom Elohim chose. And that's why so much information is given to Peter to be shared with the others. So they preach only to the Yehudim. Why? Because they did not know Gentiles were included. And some of them were of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the sovereign Yeshua. So there they began to preach. Some of them began to preach unto the Grecians. Speak unto the Grecians. See, that's the work of the Spirit. Just like the Spirit convinced Peter in Jerusalem, the Spirit of Elohim was working with the believers that were scattered. about the same time, he's revealing to them, we don't have the details of how he revealed it to those who were scattered. We only have the details of how it was revealed to Peter, but it's probably something very similar. The Spirit spoke to them. They didn't decide it on their own. It's by the Spirit. And we saw the Spirit told Peter, so the Spirit told them to go preach to the Grecians, preaching the sovereign Yeshua. Why? The sovereign Yeshua, not just Yeshua. He's the sovereign. He is what? The king of the kingdom of Elohim, because they're preaching the good news, and that Messiah who died and rose again is the king of that kingdom and will come to reign. Verse 21, and the hand of the sovereign was with them. What is the hand of the sovereign? It's the Spirit. The everlasting arms spoken of in the scriptures is the Word and the Spirit, the Son and the Holy Spirit. Those are the everlasting arms of Elohim. So when it says the hand of the sovereign was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Eternal, that's the Spirit is working. Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the congregation which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came had seen the grace, the endowment, the gift, the unmerited favor of Elohim, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Eternal. Before I forget, remember when I said what a convocation was earlier? And when I was speaking about first fruits and the Holy, it's to cleave to one another with one purpose of Elohim. Then we have a convocation that's acceptable in his sight. So he exhorted them in verse 23, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Eternal. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and much people was added unto the Eternal. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus. Why? To go find Saul, to go find Paul. Because the Spirit is working, moving them to make these things. They're not just making these things on their own. They're not just making, oh, you know, I just thought about it. Let me go find Paul. No, it's the Spirit that's directing them. Even when you see the scripture doesn't say it, it's the Holy Spirit that's directing the behavior of the apostles. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled together. Remember what's the congregation? They assembled themselves with the congregation and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. I'm going to come back to that word. And in these days came prophets from Jerusalem unto Antioch. And there stood up one of them named Agabus, and signified by the Spirit that there should be great drought throughout all the world, which came to pass in the days of Claudius Caesar. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which were in Judea, which also they did, and sent it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul. We'll revisit these next week, but just a little bit here. So he went to find, Barnabas went to find Paul, and when he found them, they went to the congregation. They assembled themselves with the congregation. What congregation? The congregation that was being built, that was gathered by all of those who were scattered. Remember, they went to preach the Grecians. So they assembled, they united. They didn't divide. You know how big those places are? But they did not say, well, I'm going to go with this group. I'm going to go with that group. No, they're going to go where Yeshua is, where the Savior is working. So they gather themselves together as one. And that's what we need to do. Okay, so we'll stop here for a lack of time, and then we'll continue next Sabbath, the Eternal permitting. Thank you.